It's time to follow what feels right in Fort Myers, like making time for each other in tropical settings, kidding around on white sand beaches, surrounded by nature. It just feels right to relax and reconnect with the ones you love in Fort Myers. Book a direct flight to Southwest Florida International Airport and plan your trip to our islands, beaches, and neighborhoods at visitfortmyers.com.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Is it too much to ask businesses to police dress codes? That's the question posed by our very own Sinead Ryan, presenter of The Home Show and consumer columnist, of course, as well, with the Irish Independent. Sinead, you wrote in your column in the Indo about dress codes, and you spoke about your son looking horrified at you when you suggested to him that, oh, you're starting a new job, maybe we'll go and buy a suit. And he's kind of looking at you going, what the hell are you talking about?
It's the demise of the office dress code, actually, I think is the point. And look, okay, I'm a bit old fashioned. I'm also a bit old, maybe. But I really believe that the COVID year has kind of put the final nail in the coffin sartorially. But even long before that.
You think it started before then, yeah?
Definitely. That kind of, once kind of fellas thought, well, chinos is as good as a pair of suit trousers, you know, you're heading down a stock road. But it's employers I blame, because they have the choice to enforce proper dress, respect for your colleagues, you know, turn up for work. Don't look as if you've just tumbled out of bed, you know, in a pair of scuffy runners and a you know, retro T-shirt. It's not appropriate. I don't think it's appropriate for any office. And you have to have that distinction between a work dress and your off-duty dress. And most people dress better nowadays when they're out socially than they do in work.
They dress down for work, dress up for going out. That's very true. Does it matter?
Well, you see, to me it does, because it's a bit like people who are constantly late and they always have an excuse for it. It's about respect. You can plan these things. You don't by accident pull out, you know, a tracksuit from the wardrobe if you're going to work. You do it by design. And if employers, and there are some who do, but if employers don't say, look, we have a code, fine, this whole dress down Friday thing, or you give £2 to charity or whatever, that's fine. That's a different thing altogether. But from Monday to Friday, really, there is a process that I think we give ourselves self-respect. We look different, we feel professional, and you know, it's much better having a formal meeting with somebody who isn't wearing a pair of jeans.
Now, I remembered a few years ago, there was a bit of a backlash against some of the left-wing TDs who weren't wearing kind of shirt and tie and suits into the Dáil. Their response was, it was the people in suits and shirts and ties that bankrupted the economy, that it's not what you wear, it's what you do.
Look, it's a protest dress, and I get that. And there's lots of occupations that you can immediately tell what somebody does or what type of work they do. I mean, from the white coat of a doctor or dentist down to the dungarees and jackboots of a labourer. But I think in the office environment, it has become far, much harder to kind of have that delineation of who's in charge, who's the boss, who's the supervisor, who are the workers. And you used to be able to do that a lot by dress code, and I miss it.
Can I put it to you? I'm walking on eggshells here, but I'm going to say it. I think women get away with a lot more than men when it comes to work dress code.
I agree with you. And I think that because men's dress has been pretty much the same since the first King Charles, right?
Yes.
King Charles. And that sartorial, that suit.
Who invented the suit, of course,
correct.
as you pointed out in your piece.
The trousers and the jacket and the cravat or tie. Like, men's clothing, to some degree or another, has kind of stayed exactly the same. Now, they were the days where women were wearing kind of crinolines and Regency dress and all this hat. And all this. So women's dress has changed so profoundly and so considerably, and we're all now being kind of wokey in the office. I think it'd be very hard, actually, Shane, for somebody to pull a woman in off the office floor and say, you're not dressing appropriately, I don't like that gear on you. And they'd probably get done for it, you know? And I think that's not right.
So is the genie out of the bottle?
Unfortunately, these things have a way, once you lax standards, you know, these things have a way then of rolling downhill and becoming, I don't know what's next. I mean, what's after the scuffy jeans and the Depop T-shirt? Like, do you come in your dressing gown? I don't know. Foyle Arms and Hogg, the great comedy trio.
Yeah.
They do a super sketch of people turning up for the office on the first day after COVID, after all the Zoom meetings, in like with a bowl of cornflakes in their dressing gowns. And it's just hilarious. But actually, you'd wonder whether it's that far off.
That is absolutely, yeah, you're absolutely right. Sinead Ryan, absolutely brilliant.
You're looking very fetching, by the way, despite the cardigan arrangement there.
Well, it's, yeah,
you look lovely.
Yeah, I can see you
look
very
smart
when you came in. I love
that, despite the cardigan arrangement. Talk about damning with faint praise there, Sinead Ryan.
Yeah, absolutely. Sinead Ryan, presenter of The Home Show, a consumer columnist with the Irish Independent. Thanks indeed for coming in to us. Let us know what you think.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.